invitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus said, "This poor widow, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." And in Hebrews chapter 9, Christ has entered into the holy places, not made with hands, but the holy places in the heavens, to offer himself as the high priest who enters the holy place with his own blood once for all, offered himself to bear the sins of many, and he will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who eagerly wait for him. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. From God in Christ, we receive everything. From God in Christ, through Christ, the high priest who offered his blood for our salvation, we receive everlasting life. Here on earth, we receive everything from our Father's hand, our daily bread, and all that we need to support this body and life. If you would, for a moment, take your hymnal and turn to page 322. Because the focus today is from God in Christ, we receive everything. On page 322, we read the first article and its meaning, reminding us of all the things we receive from God in Christ. Page 322, the first article. Let us speak together. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. What does this mean? I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife, children, land, animals, and all I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. He defends me against all danger and guards and protects me from all evil. All this he does only out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. For all this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey him. This is most certainly true. Everything we have is from God in Christ Jesus, our high priest. So as we look at these texts today, we consider how Jesus condemns pride and hypocrisy, how he commends humility and sincerity, and how through Jesus Christ, our high priest, who offered himself once for all to bear the sins of many, we too, like the widow, can offer our very lives as the widow's mite in service of our Lord Jesus Christ. In our text in Mark 12 today, we see that compared to the humility of the widow was the pride and hypocrisy of the religious leaders and the scribes of the people, which actually kept them out of the kingdom of God. Pride and hypocrisy cuts us off from God, because the glass is filled with ourselves, and God can put nothing in it. Jesus, in his teaching, told them to beware of the scribes who would walk around the temple courts with these long, rich robes of scarlet and silk. And all the people would greet them in the marketplace. They would go get the best seats before anybody else in the synagogue. They came into the feasts. They would get the places of honor. This whole time they were taking money away from poor widows and with pretense offering long drawn out prayers. They were showing off spiritually. Jesus says they received the greater condemnation because of their pride and hypocrisy. Pride is when a person thinks, I'm better than others. These people around here are not worth my time. Hypocrisy, a person thinks, no one can tell me what to do. No one can challenge me. Because of our sinful nature, we too wrestle with pride and hypocrisy every day. Excuse me. Our Lord condemns pride and hypocrisy, which when we confess our sin, we say, Lord, I have nothing to be proud about. I have been a hypocrite. I repent. Have mercy. But Jesus commends humility and sincerity. Jesus is watching at the treasury as the people put their money into the offering box. It was a public place in the temple. And so the rich people are putting large sums of money in, and the poor widow puts in two small coins worth a penny, everything she had. Here we see the whole principle of proportionate giving. He's not saying that the rich people were wrong to give their gifts. They did give their gifts, as is proper. But he's saying that compared to them, the widow who put in everything she had to completely rely on God. She gave the only money she had. She left the temple with nothing, trusting that God would provide everything. Now that is humility and sincerity. Of course, you know that the Lutheran Women's Missionary League got the whole idea of the mite boxes from this account. The mite boxes that we put our money and change into during the month, and we collect them here in the first Sunday of the month. It is amazing how God takes those pennies, those dimes, those nickels, and their quarters, and raises millions of dollars for mission work across the world. We still collect the widow's mite in our mite boxes, praying that God would bless us with sincerity of heart and humility to give all that we have in the service of the gospel. And so when he called his disciples to him and points out this poor widow put in everything she had and the rich people put in out of their abundance, she out of her poverty put in everything that she had. She, like the widow of Zarephath in the Old Testament lesson, who trusted God to provide flour for her during the famine, this woman had humility, which means a person considers, I am in need of Christ's grace. I am a sinner. I am a beggar. I need my daily bread for my body. I need my daily bread for my soul. And only Jesus can provide it. Sincerity, I need God's mercy, and I will be grateful for everything. How is it that we can be like the widow rather than like the scribes and the Pharisees? Because Jesus Christ gave his all for us. Jesus, like the widow, gave all that he had on the cross. He is our high priest. He offered himself to bear our sins so that we have a whole new life in him. Consider Jesus, who had the wealth of the universe at his fingertips, but he gave it all up on the cross. Christ entered and ascended to the holy places in heaven after his death upon the cross to appear in the presence of God the Father as our true high priest. The way he put away sin was once for all sacrificed himself. The greatest love of all is to give of your life. That's everything. Money is nothing considered to giving your very life for someone. And he will appear a second time to those who eagerly await him. When we talk about Jesus as our true high priest, a high priest would come into the temple and offer the sacrifice of the blood of the Lamb for the atonement of the people. Jesus comes into the holy place of heaven and offers his own blood as the sacrifice. And what is amazing is Jesus is both the high priest and the sacrifice. He's the high priest and he's also the lamb. He's the shepherd and he's also one of the sheep. The shepherd offers his very lifeblood as our high priest. And so when Christ comes into the Holy of Holies as the high priest, the lamb that he offers is himself. Jesus Christ died once for all. We no longer need to try to atone for our sin. Atonement is complete. But it is appointed to man once to die. And after that comes the judgment. Each of us will die. Our intercessor, who pleads our case before the Father, sin has been dealt with, will return at the end of the ages to save you as you await him eagerly. The stewardship of our lives is in this context. The work of our salvation is complete. The only thing we're waiting for is Jesus' return. And since he offered himself on the cross and will appear a second time, we can have a faith like the widow. For the work here in our church, school, and campus ministry is not our work, but God's work. The vocation and calling you have of your time, treasure, and talents is not your gift, but the gift of God to you, offered in service of his kingdom. During this week, on Veterans Day, November 11th, we remember those veterans who gave all they had, gave their very lives in our country and nation, so that we can have freedom and can proclaim the gospel here in this sanctuary and place. And when we remember the widow's mite, and especially when we remember our Lord Jesus Christ, who laid down our very lives, his very life for our lives, then we see that when we pledge our time, talent, and treasures, when we give him our first fruits and honor him by giving him the best, we do not want to walk in pride and hypocrisy. We want to walk as Christians walk, in humility and sincerity, serving one another in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So may Jesus, who bore our sins once, as we eagerly await him coming to save us, grant us to be like this widow, walking in lives of humility and sincerity, and a vocation and calling, gladly laying down all that we have for our Lord Jesus Christ, who died once for all as our true high priest, as we eagerly await his coming to receive us into heaven. May we ever serve him faithfully to the glory of his name. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.